Hello, and welcome to Streamglobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's Streamglobe Devotional is titled, The Gospel Message. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. Now, this is the gospel message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, and yet keep on walking in the darkness, we are lying and not practicing the truth. I have just read from the New English Translation. Before Linda became born again, her heart was filled with darkness. Pride, hatred, malice, racism, deceit. These were what filled her heart because her heart was filled with darkness. She was a dressmaker who had a reputation for disappointing her clients. There was a time she intentionally delayed the production of the wedding dress of one of her customers after making promises and multiple assurances. She did it on purpose and did it in a way that the lady was stranded. Linda was ready to face the consequences as long as she would have the satisfaction of seeing that customer in pain during her wedding. She hated to see people so happy. Linda was a very dark personality with many skeletons in her cupboard. No one truly knew her. Her heart was dark and wicked, and she knew this. When she traveled to the United States and tried to continue to stay there illegally, she eventually became stuck and stranded. She found herself in a situation where she was willing to do anything just to survive. It was during this tough period that she came in contact with real believers who truly loved the Lord and loved people. At certain times when she was going to be homeless, these believers were the only ones who cared. The light and love manifested by the believers she came in contact with was what eventually broke her and made her able to receive the gospel and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. A heart that used to be full of darkness was now full of light because of the gospel. Instead of hatred and envy, her heart was now filled with the love, joy, and peace of the Lord. In today's scripture, we see that the gospel message reveals that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. This is really good news, and really a profound truth. We don't serve a dark God. We don't serve a dark, unjust, wicked God like the other gods of men. The gospel message talks about the nature and person of God, and this nature is what we receive when we accept Christ Jesus. Anyone who truly accepts the gospel will be translated from darkness into light. He who used to be filled with darkness as an agent of darkness and pain will now become the light of the world. See Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Light brings joy and peace, but darkness brings pain and grief. Go into today remembering that as a believer in Christ Jesus, you are the light of the world. You now have the capacity to love God and to love people. Don't hide your light, but let it shine today and always, and let it bring glory to your Father in heaven. Pray like this. Lord, thank you for making me the light of the world. Help me ever shine brighter and bring praise to your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, and you want to accept Jesus, make Jesus the Lord of your life, and become a light in your world. Let us pray this prayer together. You can say these words after me. Lord Jesus, today I confess with my mouth that you are Lord, and I receive your Lordship over my life. I submit and surrender to you. Please come and save me. Please come and empower me to become your child. I believe that you are Lord, and that God raised you from the dead on the third day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me into your family. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you accept his salvation. We would love to hear from you. You can click on the link that says "Want to be saved." The link is just before the name of the author of today's devotional, and you'll be directed to a web page where you will find materials that would help you, including a free audiobook. Download the book, listen to the book again and again. It would help you. And you can also contact us in Stream Globe for further guidance and follow-up. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Luke chapter 7 to chapter 8. This Bible plan is continuous, so if you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you wish to get the devotional audio that has audio Bible for this plan, you can get it on our Telegram group. If you do not have Telegram on your device, it is free on all app stores. Search for it, download, install, and after installing, search for Stream Globe. You will find about three of our groups there when you run a global search, and you can join any of them. You will be getting the devotional audios on that group. We want to specially invite you to our upcoming Stream Globe International Conference. The theme of the conference is God's Kingdom, Power and Glory. The date is August 20th to 22nd. The venue is Holy Faith Bible Church, opposite Phase 2 First Gate, Lokoja, Nigeria. Our guest minister for this conference is Apostle Arome Osai. You are specially invited to this conference, and you are invited to partner with us. We need your partnership for this conference because, as you know, Stream Globe is not a church. We do not collect tithes and offerings regularly. The only way we get income in this ministry is by the free will donation of people like you. We request for your donations towards the success of this conference, and God will bless you mightily as this conference blesses thousands. If you want to make a donation, you can visit our website at www.streamglobe.org and click on the donate link. You will find a web page that will show you our account details, or if you want to make the donation securely online via a credit or debit card, there is a link for you to do that via our website. We are pleased to announce to you that our devotional booklet has been produced. This is a one-year devotional booklet. It doesn't contain years, but it contains days and months. So you can use it in any year, and you can give it to anyone as a gift. We're going to be distributing a good number of these booklets free of charge to secondary school students, as we promised. We want to thank our partners that contributed to this project. Because of you, a good number of copies, over 400 copies of free devotional booklets, will be distributed to certain secondary school students. Thank you so much, our partners, for contributing and making this available. Now, the pricing of the books for those who would be interested in buying, if you are not a secondary school student, will be made available shortly during the course of this new week. And you will get information on how to purchase a Stream Globe devotional booklet in your location. Thank you so much once again, partners, for making this project available. And we are anticipating your partnership towards the Stream Globe Conference. We want to thank you in anticipation for your cooperation with the Holy Spirit to make this work possible. Stream Globe reaches tens of thousands of people every single day. And this is done partly because of the partnership of our partners and friends around the globe. For those of you who share the devotional every day with your groups, with multiple friends, God bless you. The Lord is not unjust to forget your labor of love. He will reward you. And for those of you that have contributed in one way or another towards the success of this work we are doing, we want to thank you and we want to say God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's Stream Globe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Stream Globe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 6538.